A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving.
And now, broadcasting live, galaxy-wide, deep from within the computer talk command and control bunker from an undisclosed location in the sunny Southwest, it's Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, Dr. Dave.
And good day, America. Welcome to another edition of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy-wide, your home of common sense technology. You can join us here live at 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Lots of stuff to talk about this morning. Huge developments, in fact, on a lot of fronts, technologically speaking. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls, 866-821-8255. Joined here, as always, by the massively muscular Cold Stone Evil Steve at my side.
Evil Steve.
A monster! A monster will trample on the people who try to run away!
Steve, you're just evil.
Come here, I'm gonna eat you! I'm bigger than you, I'm higher in the food chain!
And me, I'm my computer's user, and your host, Dr. Dave.
I'm chop, 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 chopping with all of my might.
Yeah! 866-821-8255 is the number, 866-821-TALK. Wow, what a week. What a week.
What happened? What's with all the exasperation?
Well, no, it's not exasperation. It's just, kind of an overwhelming week. I mean, because of the nature of the event, it wasn't really publicized much. But President Obama actually came to Tucson this last week. Mm. And, he drives in that armored car, practically indestructible. But they don't know exactly what happened, and it was bizarre because I just happened to be driving by with the truck going in the other direction.
Yeah. Yeah, your white Mitsubishi?
Yeah. And while they're driving in the other direction, they got like 40 Suburbans, right? They're all armored and everything. Right. Some kind of, they don't know who did it or why, but it blew, his truck, car was blown up. Now, it's armored, so it didn't actually blow up. Mm-hmm. But everybody was kind of stunned, I guess, in the car. It was on fire underneath. Even though it was not, it was not in pieces or anything. It was okay. I mean, sort of. But it was on fire. And I pulled the president out of the Suburban and saved his life. It was incredible.
I did not hear that.
Yeah. It's incredible.
It's amazing how that kind of a story got covered up somehow.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I wonder what the deal was that. Was it a security issue or what?
Yeah. I have no idea the details. In fact, I'm really not supposed to be talking about it. But
yeah, I think you already blew that right out of the water.
Well, I didn't get into any of the details of where it was, why, who, what, where. Just that I did save the president's life was incredible. I never thought I would ever do that.
What made you think to do that?
It was one of my biggest mistakes. No, I didn't say that.
Stop I did not say it. That.
But this sort of stuff happens to me all the time.
It's true. You you do rescue a lot of people.
That one time when I was in the plane and it got shot down.
Right.
When I pulled the people out.
That one time when you pulled me away from the buffet table.
Yeah.
That was a lifesaver.
Saved the restaurant. They were able to stay in business.
That's true.
Very true. Yeah, it's just incredible how these things happen.
Well, that one RPG thing that happened to you too, remember?
Yeah. Every week it's like something. Yeah, it's like Roseanne and Rosanna Dana said.
Mm-hmm.
What did she say?
It's exactly? always something.
Yeah. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK.
Is there any way you can confirm any eyewitnesses, any kind of...
It's top secret.
Okay.
Top secret. Nobody will ever know, except me. And now you, of course, because I've told you. What a week. Well, interesting. I don't know. Some of the stories I read, you know, I read the stories of what is going on in the high-tech realm. And it's just hard not to kind of chuckle, you know. And it isn't a truly sort of humorous chuckle. It's like a kind of an exasperated chuckle. Story this last week about the head of Apple, Tim Cook.
I knew I detected some exasperation.
Have you heard?
No. What happened to Tim?
Well, it's just what these guys do. I mean, you know, and it's just kind of whatever they want to do is what it boils down to. It just is. I guess you can't blame them. I mean, you know, these guys have the right to sell their products and so they do it. And it just amazes me, though, how they can kind of be all over the landscape when it comes to various topics and various concerns. And this last week, Tim Cook was warning that sacrificing privacy risks our way of life. And I just find it a little bit ironic that Apple's one of the companies that's at the forefront of risking our way of life. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying they're... You know, there's a couple of ways to make errors. One of them is to actively pursue them purposely for the sake of the error, not believing it's an error perhaps, but implementing it purposely. Then there's the inadvertent, you think you're doing the right thing, you believe you're doing the right thing, you study everything you can think, and it just doesn't occur to you that you're doing the wrong thing and you go do it. And there's a big difference. I mean, the results may be the same, but there is a big difference there. I'm not saying that Apple is at the forefront of purposely pursuing, you know, these nefarious privacy and security breaches, but they have never been anywhere near the front of the pack when it came to being aware of and dealing honestly and even remotely effectively with privacy and security. Sure. I mean, the biggest thing about Apple that is a positive in that regard is they built their operating system on Linux, which gave them a built-in, robust, relatively private and secure platform. Unfortunately, there are services that can't be said. Some of the biggest breaches in the history of technology have occurred in Apple's realm, in iCloud, iTunes. They're not secure at all. Well, I don't know. That's not true. Not at all. They're not anywhere near secure enough. And they're not the only ones. But it's just ironic to me that Tim Cook suddenly, this last week, says, oh my goodness, you know, this is a serious problem. We'll come back with some of his quotes and some further thoughts. And, of course, your calls, 866-821-8255. More of Computer Talk with Dave Mason after this.
Hang on. More Computer Talk with Dave Mason on the way. Right after I put these two in timeout.
Hey, guys. This is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one. Back again. Here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's data recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's data recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's data recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.